This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hi, Dustin.
Hey.
How's it going?
Fine. What's up?
Good. Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay. Okay. I guess the quickest way to explain it is that I told you that Honey Lake sent me your treatment plans. Because we were talking about them a couple of weeks ago. Like we were talking through whether you completed them while you were there, or whether they were supposed to be things that you worked on with your aftercare team. Remember?
Yeah.
That conversation. Yeah. So
you did not mention to me that you had gotten them, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, and if you go back and you listen to, like, the context of the conversation, it's pretty obvious because I was making specific, like, references, you know, to how they were written and all. But that's okay if you hadn't understood that. So anyways, I asked them for them to give me the rest of your records, and they actually told me that did not authorize me to receive all of your records, which is extremely different than what you represented to me when I told you that I had to have full access in order for it to be safe for me to communicate with you while you were there.
I don't know what they're talking about, but I will find out.
You mean that you
What?
Do you mean that you authorized full access and the paper that you signed said full access?
I don't remember what the paper said. I think one of the counselors had me specify that you had to get your information through them or something.
Get what information through them?
I don't remember. Did they say what they're missing?
No, they just said that. Well, I just requested all your records, and they said, well, what we already sent you was all that he authorized us to give you. Which doesn't really make sense if you gave full authorization.
I mean, I signed their form. I don't know if they have some records that they don't send. I don't know. But
well, obviously, if you're directing them to send me whatever I ask for, and I ask for something, like, HIPAA doesn't allow them to not do that. They have to.
Okay. Well, I don't know what they're not sending you. You're wanting me to call them.
Well, it doesn't matter what they're not sending me. You don't need to get specific about what paper this or what that or what's missing.
I don't know what's missing.
You don't need to. You don't need to give them a specific authorization for a specific document, you need to clarify that when you signed the authorization, your intent was to give full access to all records. And you need to find out what was inadequate about the paper you signed, and if there's an additional paper you can find, that would be what you intended originally.
Is there anything else?
No, but can you go ahead and do that right now?
I'll do it later.
Well, right now it's 3:00, and so the records lady might be going to go home early because it's a Friday.
Hey, are you in a hurry to get my medical records?
No, but the only reason that I broke my no contact with you that I had started back in October, remember, was on the basis of you doing that, because without me having full access, then that wasn't really a fair and safe communication for me to enter into.
I don't remember that or see what it has to do with anything, but...
Well, yeah, you do.
I don't know. I will try and call them.
Well, I know, but we have documentation. Like, we have our text messages where I explained to you that I had to have full authorization in order for it to be safe for me to communicate with your therapist, to prevent it from being a one-way thing.
They didn't do anything one way, but I will try and call them.
So, and possibly you might need to fax something to them too.
I don't have a fax, but I will try and call them.
You don't have fax? I thought you could just do that, like, through an app now to send.
I have no idea about that.
I guess. All right. Okay, can you go ahead and do that now?
Do it as soon as I can.
What?
I'll do it as soon as I can. Your Chris Moles guy doesn't think that I would be a good fit for his program at this point. That's that. All right, I'm going to get going.
Yeah, you do recognize that that's based on your unwillingness to see your abusive behavior patterns and your unwillingness to submit to the Christian accountability that the Bible calls you to?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
What?
But.
What?
No, we disagree about that, and we're probably going to have to get counseling together if we ever want to resolve that.
You understand that we have to get counseling separately for you to recognize that you're an abuser. And
no,
for
recognize that, but
that's the path. There's not a path where we decide that this has just been a big misunderstanding and your wife just needs to see how wonderful and genuine you've been all these years. That's not a path.
That doesn't exist. We're not open to discovering the truth, whatever it is,
yes.
Then we don't need to go to counseling.
I'm sorry that you're disappointed that I already know the truth.
I'm not.
But I can't stop knowing it, and I'm not going to stop knowing it. And if you want to choose a marriage counselor, then I promise that I will invest my entire life and every fiber of my being in making that therapeutic relationship work for us.
All right.
But I'm telling you that the outcome of that is going to have to be that you own where you have wronged me and sinned against me.
Well, that's never been a problem.
You accept that it was abusive of you to accuse me of not letting you have your kids 50-50. It was abusive of you to accuse our church of being unprofessional in the way that they counseled you to stop sinning against me. Like, there's a lot of things that you won't own that you're going to
that characterization of our church was given by actual professionals, but not my characterization of the behavior.
Yes, it
of our
is
church.
Because those
no,
professionals
not.
Didn't
and
know
I,
anything besides what you told them. Those professionals didn't know anything besides what you told them. So
okay.
you, their analysis That's... means exactly zero because they don't actually have access to raw data. They only have access to your perception.
Okay. I gotta go.
So that means absolutely nothing. So you're going to have to change
to
reality.
And I,
Everything
that you think is your perception, and I don't think that your perceptions are 100% accurate. But
I know, but I'm
my
trying
opinion.
To give you a realistic assessment of your options for your life. Because the idea that you're going to hold on to these beliefs.
Everything that you believe is
yes.
correct and nobody else has a valid opinion.
I already know that.
That's why I think we need therapy.
I understand how manipulative it is for you to make it sound like there's something wrong with me for that being the case. And I understand that you would like for somebody to think that there's something wrong with me for recognizing that I'm correct about this. But that in and of itself is highly manipulative, and you should make a decision right now to never do that again. You should make a decision if I'm wrong
I'm happy,
at a given moment.
I'm happy to have
stand on those merits.
Everything that we ever say to each other be in front of a professional so we can communicate directly. That would be the most helpful.
I know, but you should stop saying that, and
right.
you should actually pick a professional who you're actually going to give me access to and actually commit to trusting that person. But until you do that, you need to stop saying
that.
No, you need to do that.
First of all, the concept is absurd.
What concept?
That we're going to pick some person that we don't know and trust our entire future.
Then pick somebody you know. I don't care who you pick. I just need to know who you're going to trust their judgment. Otherwise, you get to spend the rest of your life picking somebody,
so.
And then once they find out the truth about you, you discard them. Picking somebody else, and once they find out the truth about you, you discard them. Picking somebody else, and once they find out the truth about you, you discard them. You can do that for the rest of your life. But at some point, you've got to decide that there's a person whose judgment you're going to trust after they find out the truth about you. That's going to have to happen. You're going to have to trust somebody else's judgment besides yourself. There's nobody on the face of this planet who I am discounting. Nobody.
Good.
I'm not saying don't go to this person because I don't trust their judgment, or don't go to this person because I think they're biased on Dustin's side, or don't go to this person because I don't trust my future to them. You can pick anybody, and I'm willing to make that commitment that after they know the full truth, I'll submit to their judgment. But you won't even pick one person who you're willing to say that about.
You're actually not saying that because
I am. I'm repeatedly saying that.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're repeatedly saying that the only truth is your perception of everything, and that's the only path forward for anybody to have a future in your world.
Because my perception is based on actual reality. It's not like my perception is based on my opinion about reality.
You're not saying that.
I'm telling you actual truths. I have actual documentation.
All right. Goodbye, Erin. Goodbye.
One last thing.
What?
Justin, we're not going to use text messaging anymore, and we're not going to use emails anymore, and we're not going to use phone calls anymore. We're only going to communicate through the Our Family Wizard app until I have the documentation that you've authorized full access to all of your records.
What's the rationale for that?
Because that's where I was. I had made my decision and my boundary to be no contact with you because I had determined through experience that you were not a safe person and that any information I gave you or any conversation
that
I had
with you opinion.
Would be,
I don't think that
would
that's
be,
actual.
I'm telling you.
So
I know, but I'm
telling
that,
you,
I
what
have
should
the
right. we set up in advance for arrangement for me to, like, have some visitation with the kids?
You're going to use Our Family Wizard. That's my boundary, and I'm allowed
no,
to set that boundary.
No, I don't
boundary.
Use My Family Wizard.
But I do. And,
you
and if
our
you want
to... I'm not using Our Family Wizard. It's got nothing to do with me.
Well, I understand, but you understand that when you don't have visitation with your children, you're not going to be able to blame it on me. You're not going to be able to say...
I'm asking you right now, when am I allowed to have the kids?
You're not going to be able to say, I asked her when I could have the kids, and then I didn't get to see them for 8 months, and it was all because she refused to communicate with me besides through Our Family Wizard. That's not going to work. The question's going to be, well, why wouldn't you just type her a message
through
Our Family Wizard?
Why didn't you do everything Erin's way and give Erin everything she wanted and receive everything in the entire world the same way that Erin does? I got it.
Because it's not about perception. This